Hi, thank you for joining me today on this podcast, giving me your time and attention. My hope is that you leave this episode feeling inspired and encouraged. I'd like to introduce myself to you and take you on a short journey to offer you a piece of my experience in this thing called life, in the hopes that I can encourage you in whatever space that you're currently in. I want to share with you a story so that it may help someone that's in a place of struggle, loss, or just a time of uncertainty that we're in. This life that we've been chosen to live isn't always peaches and cream, but I came to tell you today that your story is building you up to be a force to be reckoned with. With that, my name is Jamila Moore. I'm a wife, a mother of three, a Sunday school teacher in my church. I'm a published author. The second book I just published on Amazon is titled I See Germs. I'm a speaker and a motivational coach. I help women to use their story and their gifts to create the life that they want to have instead of living the life that they're forced to have. You can follow me on Instagram at Coach JT Moore or connect with me inside of my Facebook group called She Grows Here. Now I'd like to take you on this journey, if you can stay with me just a few minutes. So I do a lot of podcasts and things, Facebook Lives and things, where I talk to women and I talk to people, you know, try to reach people from all different walks of life because we're all going through different things. We're all going through different stages. But the one thing that's true is that we're all walking through this thing called life. We're all walking through this thing called life almost with blinders on. We never know what's going to happen day to day. We can make our plans, but our plans don't always go as we plan. Things don't always align as we want. Things don't always turn out as we hoped. Bad things happen. Good things happen. We have failures. We have wins. We have so many highs and lows, so many ups and downs. What I want to say to you today, what I want to encourage you with today is knowing and understanding that everything that you go through, everything that comes to you each day, unbeknownst to you, everything that you see, everything that you experience, good or bad, it was always designed to make you better. Nothing in this thing called life is ever designed to break us. Nothing is ever designed to make us fail. Nothing is ever designed to make us lose, to make us feel bad, to make us be ashamed, to make us be in a place of depression or to have anxiety or to be upset, to be angry. Everything was uniquely designed in your specific life to make you a better person. Think of it as a kindergartner, or think of it just as going to school in general, right? We go to school and we enter preschool and they teach us our numbers. They teach us our letters. They teach us our colors. They teach us the basic things, right? And then as you get older, you learn addition and subtraction and you learn to count money. And then you move on to fractions and multiplication and division and long division and quotients and all of those things. There are levels. So I want to encourage you today that there are levels to this thing called life, and everything that comes to you is created to get you to another level. It is a milestone that you need to get you to the next level. So if it's something that comes and you fail, if it's something that makes you feel like a failure, if it's something that makes you feel anything but good, it's always something that you have a lesson to learn from. So if you failed at it, what needs to be different? What needs to change? What can you do better? What can you do more of? What can you do less of? Those are the thoughts that need to come through your head every time you are faced with a challenge, every time you are faced with some unknown, every time you are faced with something that feels like it is trying to break you, it is trying to push you to become greater, it is trying to push you to think greater, it is trying to push you to be greater. Think about it. When you hear stories of multimillionaires, multibillionaires, people that overcame things, Think about the story behind the person. Think about when they say, I failed at this. How many times have you heard somebody tell their story? And in their story, they were homeless. In their story, they had lost some things. In their story, they had to fight for some things. In their story, there was some trials. There were some tribulations. There were some things that tried to come for them and take things from them and move their thoughts. It was something trying to come for them to take them off their game. Think about Tyler Perry. Think about Oprah Winfrey. Think about Bill Gates. Think about people that have gained the highest heights of their careers, of their purpose, of their being, right? There were always things in the background that was trying to tear them down. There were always something in the background. There was always a voice in the back of their mind that says, no, you can't do that. You won't be that. That's not for you. That's not yours. You can't have that. There are always those things that come for us to try to break us, that try to make us believe that we are not worthy of the greatest things on this earth. Ask yourself this question. Why does Oprah deserve it? Why does Bill Gates deserve it? Why does Beyonce deserve it? They were nothing but a person that was birthed on this earth. But inside of them was birthed progression. Inside of them was birthed perseverance, was birthed the feeling of why not me, the feeling of I can do anything, the feeling of I want this, so I'm going to have that. We all have to have that feeling inside of us. We all have to have that emotion inside of us that says, despite everything, I don't care what you say, what they say, how you feel, how she feels. I don't care about any of it, because in my heart, in my soul, in my body, in my being, I know this is for me. In myself, I know what I was created to be. I know that I am created to have more. I know that if she can have it, I can have it. I know that there's nothing different between her and me. I know that there's nothing different between him and me. I can have it because I want it. I can have it because I can see myself with it. I can have it because I said I can have it, not because anybody else says I can have it. And that's what I'm telling you today, that I want to encourage you to know that if you want it, you can have it. If you can visualize it, if you can see it, it is already yours. You just have to move past everything that's telling you it's not. You just have to learn your lessons inside of everything that this life is showing you. You just have to move yourself from being average to being over the top. You have to move yourself from being average to excellent, because you were birthed into this earth full of excellence. You just have to force it out, regardless of everything trying to stand in your way. You have to know that it cannot stop you. It cannot break it. It cannot break you. It cannot dull your flame unless you allow it. And I'm coming here to tell you today, do not allow it. Do not allow anything to move you. Do not allow anything to shake you. Do not allow anything to take you off your game, because guess what? You can have it. It's yours. You can have it. It's already yours. You just have to believe it and press forward in that knowing that if I said it, if God said it, if I am standing here breathing this air, if I am standing here seeing, if I am standing here feeling, then everything in me is going to press forward to make sure I grab on, take hold of, and receive everything on this earth that was created for me. And nothing or no one will I allow to stop me. So I thank y'all for spending some time with me today, and I hope you were encouraged. Please understand that your life was created uniquely for you. Every trial, every tribulation, every negative thing that has happened to you has happened to you to teach you a lesson, has happened to you to allow you to become better than you were. Nothing was ever done to you to make you feel shameful, to make you feel less than, to make you feel inferior than anybody else. We all, believe me when I tell you, we all go through some stuff. We all go through some stuff because that is this thing called life. But the ones who persevere, the ones who reach the highest of the heights, are the ones that say, not today. You can't have my spirit. You can't have my shine. You can't dull my flame. You cannot take this away from me. I'm coming for it and you can't stop me. So I'm telling you today to have an I am coming for it and you can't stop me attitude. Have the attitude that says, why not me? Why can't I? Have that attitude and press forward. Have that attitude and press forward. Take the attitude that says, no, you can't beat me. I'm coming for you. I'm coming straight at you. And just as quick as you're trying to tear me down, I'm going to knock you flat on your dang on face and keep moving. So I thank y'all for y'all time today. My name is Jamila Moore. Thank you. I hope this blessed you. God bless you. Take care. I will see you another day.